Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What is the future of college football? Help. What's the current? What's the present of college football? To help me answer that question, Mike Griffith of Dog Nation and the AJC. He joins me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So, Mike, I'll ask you that question. What is the future of college football right now? Do we have any idea?
We've got some ideas, but we're waiting on some execution, right? I mean, we got a judge out in California that we're waiting on to make a final ruling on the House versus NCAA settlement, and that kind of puts the wheels in motion on a lot of these guardrails and the back pay for some of these student athletes over the last 10 years for the usage of the name, image, and likeness. And from there, you get into a little bit of a salary cap where schools can pay the student athletes money, and a third party in Deloitte that can establish fair market value for some other dealings that go on outside of university-related money. And then we have the college football playoff issue and what happens to that, because we know this is the final year of the contract for the 12-team playoff. And is it going to be a 16-team playoff as we expect? And if so, will there be automatic qualifiers from the Big Ten and SEC and Big 12 and ACC, or will we go with a 5-11 model where we have conference champions and the highest finishing group of five team, and then the next highest ranked 11 at large team. So, and then you got different factions. So you got the Big Ten wants one thing, the SEC wants another, the Big 12 and the ACC don't have as much a voice in this, but they're kind of pulling for a different model. So a lot of different people pulling a lot of different ways.
Well, Mike, in a perfect world, what do you think is the perfect model?
Well, it depends on what your objective is. If you want to get the best teams in there, or if you want to get equal representation across the conferences, those are two different things, right? I mean, if you're intent on making sure that each conference gets represented, and from a television standpoint, you can probably balance out your audiences a little bit better. Or if you want the best teams to get in, if you want the best teams to get in, at the minimum, I guess you would go with that 5-11 model. You could see years where the SEC has five or six teams make the playoff. Now, there's some caveats to these two different playoff plans. The main one that I think most of our audience would be interested in is how does it affect SEC scheduling? Because if you go with four automatic qualifiers, the SEC might be more likely to go to a nine-game schedule, because it's predetermined how many teams would get in, and and you don't have to worry quite as much about how the College Football Playoff Committee ranks you. But if you go with 5-11, you're putting a lot of trust in that CFP committee, which last year kind of ignored the number one metric, which was schedule strength. So that's where the SEC coaches are at. They're saying, well, look, we're not going to add a ninth game. If we're not going to get these guaranteed bids and we're going to go 5-11. And the Big Ten's saying, well, we don't want to, go 5-11 SEC unless you're willing to play a ninth conference game like we do. So, you got a lot of tug and pull and politics and the bureaucracy that seems to be slowing the whole process down up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody knew that we needed to change up the seating and the way all of that worked. And look, it took them 6 months to get that done. So I really have absolutely no confidence that any of this is going to change in the next 6 months. We're halfway through the year now, and I don't think this is going to change until they meet in January when the college football national championship is upcoming. And I mean, ultimately, I just don't have confidence in this group, because you have Tony Petitti, you have Greg Sankey, who hold all the keys to everything. And I think until you have somebody who's in charge, who his best or their best interest is in for college football as a whole, or college sports even, and not just the SEC, not just the Big Ten, not just the ACC, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's really the next big thing. So do you see this potentially in the future of getting that czar, quote unquote, of college football?
Well, I mean, it becomes a philosophical question. When you say put somebody in charge that's in the best interest of college football, what is the best interest? Is it getting the best teams, or is there equal representation across all the conferences? Do you have a thought on that? Because I could see the argument for both.
I'm all in on the best teams. I just want to see the best teams, because ultimately my goal of a playoff, I didn't even want to expand to 12. Just full disclosure, I thought expansion was ridiculous, because they're not 12 teams that are deserving of a national championship. That's just my take on it. But ultimately, I'm trying to pick the national champion, and I don't care if that national champion comes from the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, whoever it comes from. I just want to see the best teams represented in the championship. That's really the biggest thing for me.
So then we have another philosophical discussion, you know, because of what you just said was pretty interesting. You know, you said you didn't think you needed 12 teams. Well, if we still had a four-team playoff, Ohio State wouldn't have even been in the playoffs.
Exactly.
They were in fourth place in their conference, but yet they won the championship. Were they the best team, or did they not earn it, right?
Yep.
So, you know, when you're starting to talk about a fourth-place team from a conference winning a national title, that takes away some of the importance of the regular season. And that's what made college football so special and so different. But, you know, the lunatic fringe is weighed in, and television ratings are what they are. And now we're looking for models to produce more money, because you got to pay student-athletes. So how do you do that? And one of the answers is with expanded playoffs, and maybe even play-in games if we go to this automatic qualifier deal, because then you got to decide, well, how do you decide who the four teams are? Is it just the top four finishers? Or maybe you play an SEC championship game, and the top two teams are automatically in, and then you play a 3-6-4-5 play-in weekend, more volume for the television networks to sell, more teams that stay involved longer. So you're kind of trying to accomplish a lot of things here, generate more revenue, be fair, and then, as you said, come up with a formula, whatever best is. If best means more teams have opportunities, or if best means that the regular season matters more, you know, that's where it goes down a philosophical road. And I just say, just put Nick Saban in charge. I just throw my hands up and say, let's just make Nick Saban the commissioner and help let him make all the decisions. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think that'd be pretty solid. But of course, that's talking from an SEC perspective. You know, I mean, I don't know how excited yeah. people from Oregon or in Ohio would be about having a Nick Saban in charge of everything, even though it seems like every single time Nick Saban would speak, everybody in the room would sit down and be quiet. You know, and that's kind of what I want in somebody in that position. But maybe you want to get somebody from outside of the sport to do it, to come in and kind of give an outsider's perspective. But then you get into this situation where they don't really understand everything that's going on from a coach's perspective. So I don't think there really is a perfect scenario here. But I know that one of the worst possible things you could do, just in my opinion, with the way that these conferences are bloated at this stage. I mean, you got 18 teams in a conference. How are you going to tell me who the best four teams are from the Big Ten? You could barely tell me who the best teams in the SEC were, because unless you were Georgia, you didn't play all the other best teams in the SEC. Ohio State was the only team who played the best teams in the Big Ten. Penn State didn't play anybody. Oregon barely played anybody. Indiana certainly didn't play anybody. And it's just a weird situation just as far as how big these conferences are getting. I don't know if there is a path forward in that sort of situation. So these play-in games, I just think it's a disaster. What do you think?
Well,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, I don't know, disaster is a strong word, but I do think that it's unfortunate, you know, that we've evolved to a place where there's so many questions about what's best for the sport and about, you know, the importance of the regular season. I mean, it's disappointing to me, for example, and I suppose you could say I'm biased because I covered the Georgia football season, but, you know, I thought Georgia had a pretty miraculous season.
Yeah.
You know, when you take a look at the schedule that they were dealt, you look at the road games they had to play. I've never seen anything like it. You look at the adversity that the team went through and the fact that they were able to find a way to play in the SEC championship game. And then, you know, they lose their starting quarterback at halftime and a high school hero comes in and they find a way to beat a Texas team that has all the money and all the star power that was supposed to be the team. And, you know, that was a fantastic football game and a fantastic win for Georgia football. But, you know, now that there's a playoff, I know everybody just, you know, kind of, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people don't have an appreciation for the journey that team went on.
Yeah.
And all is lost, you know, in a situation where, you know, obviously Kirby Smart had some, you know, really unfortunate, tragic things happen with his father mm-hmm. around the game. And certainly I was in New Orleans, you know, when that tragedy unfolded and what an unbelievable sad event that was. And you can only try to imagine the sort of, you know, distraction that was for, you know, people that were down there with their families being down there. It was just a really sad and unfortunate ending, you know, for Georgia when you look at the circumstances and suddenly a magical season kind of get lost in the shuffle because we've got this playoff now. And you end up with this Ohio State team that, you know, lost by double digits at home to their rival, but still somehow got to host the first round playoff game. And you say, how does that happen? How do you lose by double digits at home? Not only do you make the playoff, but you get to host a game. Well, because you had this committee chaired by a Big Ten athletic director, and what do you know? Indiana's in there too. And who did they beat that was any good? And then there's SMU in there, and they just got clobbered in the ACC championship game. And who did they beat? Do we believe Indiana and SMU was better than Alabama, South Carolina, and Ole Miss? I don't, but they don't play in the same conference. And the committee smiled favorably on them, and that's the randomness of it all. I mean, you can look at this NCAA baseball tournament right now and say the same thing. Who are these guys making these decisions? Well, I looked a little bit closer, for example, at the Georgia Regional, and this might or might not surprise you. I don't know how closely you followed it, but, you know, Georgia had a little struggle against left-handed pitching this year.
Yeah.
Well, they end up playing a Duke team that's got four lefties in the in their pitching rotation. I take a look closer at the committee, and, oh, my gosh, there's the Florida State and Florida Athletic directors on the selection committee. And who does Georgia recruit against? Florida State and Florida. How about that?
Mike, so you got your tinfoil hat on, man. Come on.
I don't think there's anything tinfoil about it. I mean, I think it's a clear conflict of interest for athletic directors to be on these committees. And Scott Strickland, the Florida athletic director, said himself at the SEC spring meetings that I was at last week that he doesn't know that a committee should determine the college football playoffs. Yeah. So if we're going to go there, who's to say they should determine the seedings for a college baseball playoff or a basketball playoff?
Well, you can also say this with Southern Miss. Southern Miss had somebody, their athletic director was on the committee, and all of a sudden they are hosting a regional, and Georgia Tech, the winners of the ACC, aren't. For the first time in, almost 30 years, the winner of the ACC regular season isn't hosting a regional.
Yeah, Alabama was a number 12 RPI team. They ultimately got eliminated in Hattiesburg. Georgia, here's one for you, we're trying to figure this out. Georgia was number 2 in the RPI rankings. Auburn was number 3 in the RPI rankings. Georgia swept Auburn, but Auburn was seeded higher in the baseball tournament. Now, where's the math behind that one? So it's very arbitrary, and I don't want to say suspect, but curious is probably a fair word. And where is the accountability for this? Where are the people to answer these questions? And so I take a look just in general about how college sports postseasons go down with these committees that are made up of member schools' leadership that may have a conflict of interest. And I don't know of any – is there any professional sport that does this? Not that I'm aware of. It kind of looks like the favorites committee to me, and who you know, and what do you know? This team got this regional, and they got these teams in it, and all the college football playoff committee. This guy's the chairman this year, and this is what he thinks, and last year this chairman thought that. And, you know, you hate to dig deep like that, but I'll give you an example. In 2018, Georgia didn't make the college football playoff 14 field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we looked a little deeper, and the Georgia Tech AD was on that committee, and the Florida AD was on that committee, and the Oklahoma AD was on that committee. Well, guess who got in? Oklahoma. So I challenged that. I publicly challenged that on the SEC network, and I had some leadership come at me and said, how could you challenge these men of great integrity? Well, those men of great integrity, the Oklahoma AD, didn't they leave their conference in the middle of the night without telling anybody?
Yeah.
How much integrity was that?
Well, Mike, do you think that having public record, should this just all be public record? Is that what you're saying, basically?
Well, I'm saying I think everyone wants more transparency in the selection process. I mean, when the college football playoff committee, Rich Clark, comes out and tells us in a teleconference that strength of schedule is going to be the number one metric, we believed him. But then we saw the first set of playoff rankings, and it didn't reflect that at all. So apparently they had the freedom to do whatever they wanted, irregardless of what the number one metric was supposed to be. And Greg Sankey has said he wants more answers. He said that last week, and they put out some information, and something that I can give you, that's verifiable outside, my opinions are one thing. But over the last 11 years, since we've gone to this 4-team playoff, both the Big Ten and the SEC have averaged more than 5 teams ranked in the top 16. So this 4-team automatic qualifier model that would give each conference 4, everybody should be happy with that. But the Big 12 and the ACC said, well, maybe this isn't in the best interest of college athletics. Oh, you want to challenge it? So that's when the SEC said, okay, fine. You don't want us to go that? Well, then let's just make it 5-11. And we'll try to get 5 or 6 in there, and then we'll see what you think about what's fair and what's best for college athletics.
Yeah, and look, I think that that's just the situation right now is where you have all these people who are operating their own silos. And until that changes, I don't think that we're ever going to have a definitive answer that's in the best interest of college football. Just my opinion on that matter. But Mike Griffith, always a pleasure, my friend. Joining me here on the wait4.com hotline of AJC and Dog Nation. What do you have coming up? What's coming on down the pipe here for you here for the next couple of weeks?
Well, we'll be following up on Georgia getting eliminated. That was quite a shocker. They lost an 11-9 slugfest, and I saw Georgia Tech fell to Ole Miss. But, the number one overall seed, Vanderbilt, got eliminated. That's the first time a number one seed hasn't made it to a regional final.
Crazy.
The SEC's, baseball power, a little odd trend going on right now with some of the top teams. I saw Florida's out, Alabama's out, a couple other teams that are on the ropes. This was a conference that had 13 teams in. We'll follow up on that. And then we'll probably start spinning forward, looking forward to the SEC media days. And certainly at Dog Nation, we follow the recruiting closely. And I think you saw they got a commitment recently. And,
mm-hmm.
Of course, we cover all that at DogNation.com as well. And we have our daily program. And tomorrow night, I'll I'll do an On the Beat video podcast that'll be on at 7. So we'll be talking a lot about Georgia sports and probably starting to turn it a little bit more towards Georgia football now that the spring season is officially over for the Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. And looking forward to seeing you over there at SEC Media Days when it does get back here to Atlanta in July. Mike Griffith, my friend, it's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, have a good sir. Night.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.